We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, starting the new Siman, Siman Reish HaMachdalad, on page 76, on Lamed Ches Amud Beis. Dinei HaPsil V'Hashem, the halachas of the wick and the oil of Bayutzim, and there's 10 paragraphs. Sefahal, says the Machaber, Ein Oysim P'Sil L'Neir Shal Shabbos. And of course, we're continuing regarding the halachas Neiris, going into Shabbos. We don't make the wick L'Neir Shal Shabbos for the Shabbos candle. Bein Neir Shal Al Shulchan, whether it's the candle on the table, Bein Kol Neir Shal Matalu Bais, any candle that you're lighting in the house, midav shaur, it can't be something from that the fire in an echzbo, it doesn't hold onto it so well. El nisuch sviv, rather it flutters around it. Vashalibis kafetzis, and the flame jumps. Tugoin tzemer, for example, wool, vaseir, and hero kids, remember, simple types of things. El rather has to be midav shaur nitlaboy, something that the fire grabs a hold of. Grim pishon nefutza, like comb flax, uvegetesh, and the linen garment, tzemer geffen, and cotton, becambus, and canvas, or kids, remember, simple types of things, which not canvas, but cannabis. Cannabis. Kitzvah, similar type of thing. Hagov, says Ramah. Vim hidlik bidvar masurim. Now, if you like with forbidden things, asla shamash la'ir. It's forbidden to utilize its light. That's the chubas rashbasim kufayin hals. Vyesham, some say, dim yishner echad midvar masurim. If you have one candle from those that are permitted, mutl shamash la'ir, then you're allowed to utilize the light of the others. And machin dabash akshab la'ir. So to something that it's possible without a candle, mutl asafil eitzel near sachem. Then you're allowed to do it even near these other candles. Shabbos for Shabbos need. Yes, but the Yavid, one could be lenient after the fact. That's a Gez Mordechai in the first parak and the second parak in Masechet Shabbos. Says the Mishburu, Siv Katan Aleph. So he said, you cannot make a wick for Shabbos candles, whether the one on the table or all throughout, midav b'chulav, from something that the flame doesn't hold on to so well. Now, Hatam b'psul p'sila shushman. The reason for the invalidation of the wicks and the oils that we're discussing here in the Siman are she'im irin yafa. They don't illuminate so well. Mechashinim, we're concerned, shemiyata kli, that you might tilt the vessel, she'eba shemim shebetoichel p'sila, that the oil over there should come towards the wick, so that it should be drawn to it. Kedeshi le yafa, that it should light well. V'chayim shemava, then you're liable for isidereisa, about creating a flame. Sivkot base. One of the things that you could use is with cannabis. The Eli Rabbi Kosvi writes, Nochel hachem leketchil with cannabis. Initially, it's good to be stringent with cannabis. In Meshav Achim, it's possible to do something else, not to use it. Sivkot gimel. Now, they're more broad if you lit with things that are hasurim, that are forbidden. Bein psul psilis, bein shemana, whether it's a problem with the wick, whether a problem with the oil. The halacha is, also l'shamash, it's forbidden to utilize that light. And afilatash mashin tzorchin, sivkot dalet, even the utility that doesn't require analysis. Shemiyat, you might tilt it, because the ilbid of a shot tzorchin, because it's actually something that requires analysis. Also last of a Shabbos l'arnei, and I'll do it at all, Shabbos to the light of the candle. Afil b'nei yov, even with a good candle. Kibbe simen ayin reish hei, like it's, like we'll see later on, in simen reish ayin hei. Now, Batazle, come on, b'simen tof reish ayin gimel kotzvi, right? So, b'nyanenu, in our situation, afil b'yesh ach ima shiroyoy, so even if he has someone else with him who's seeing him, which generally that could help, that he'll stop him. Even so, it's forbidden. The it's not possible to be careful not to tilt it, because it's something that needs to be tilted. In contrast, when it's a good candle where you don't have to, then someone else there could help. Sivkot hay. The Rama said, some say, that if you have one of the good candles, then mutl shamash is permitted to utilize the light of the other ones. Even if those candles are in a different room, because the kivin shish b'makom echad neir kasher, since in one place you have a good candle, yiskal remember b'leyata kam b'kamer zacherim, and he's not going to tilt it also in the other places. Came pishim b'magid ram, that's what magid ram explains. Bel yah because if he writes shekaman zaremo, what the ram means to say, no, hain davka b'esach ad atzman, specifically if they're all in the same room. Vayin be'ar grab b'dibra maschal b'yishrim de'im v'chulu etc. Medama in yoninu neir charantka. He compares our halacha neir Shabbos to the halachas of Chanukah. To this Yeshemer. Now, Hashem over the halachah in the middle of Shemesh Shalei Chanukah, you're not allowed to utilize the lights of the Chanukah lights, Kim Kishaner Kosher, I mean, that's like we call the Shemesh, only if the kosher light is standing near it. It doesn't happen in another room. So you see, he explains like Del Yabba, he's also stringent, if it's in a different room, not like the Magen Avraham. Sivkat involved. Said Ramah further, so to something that's possible below Ner. Like let's say laying down in the room, limshach yaim in the marta, but to draw wine from the cellar. Find their kli that's through a vessel shekerin hon, which is some type of a spigot, a lieber b'loshen Ashkenaz in German. Avalib derech barzah, but not through a hole in the barrel that takes it out, which was more sophisticated. Something that's easy to do without a candle. So then sivkan zayin said Ramon mutalas is that you're allowed to do even by these other candles. El Rabbi appears. El Rabbi explains Davka Kashesh al Kapanim near Echad Kosher Bevayis, but I still has to have at least one kosher candle in the house. So they said through that Mutavel Bechad Achad is permitted even in another room. But Sharchan Pishah Ba'Other Chayn they explain no, they fill in their kosher klal. Even there's no kosher in there at all. Mutle Yishem Bezer according to Yishem it's permitted because you don't need any real illumination. Sivkot Ches. The Rama said, "Letzarech Shabbos, one could be lingered bid the evid after the fact." Now, v'miyesh ner echad kosher. Now, if there's one kosher ner, v'imin it's loy ner pasul, and there's a pasul candle standing right next to it, because Magrum writes the mutal shtamish, you're allowed to utilize a fila shalel letzarech Shabbos, even not for Shabbos need. Because the lay hail ilaner echad b'chut, just imagine there was just only that one candle that is kosher. K'mesh kosher simin reishayin al reishayin vav sevital nayin shablok b'deir v'ayin b'al locha and the remaskel lahakel. Now, v'hainu, that's dafka, that's specifically in Yesh Lahakal. That's dafka in l'shtamish kishkevar hidlik. That's to use it when it was already lit. The reason, the kim neishle ner kosher, shemal legeva, because since he has a kosher candle that's lit well, sula asal hata, he's not going to come to tilt. But in Lahakal, matam zeh, one should not be lenient for this reason, lahadlik l'gadchila, to initially light, ner kosher impossible, a kosher one with a non-veil one, says the Primer Gadim, and L'Rush Yisrael. Siv Bey, says the Mechabe. Karach davar shemadlikim boy. Let's say someone wrapped something that you could light with. Al davar shemadlikim boy, on something that you cannot light with. So it depends. If this gavon lahabes, if his intention is Peter Shalasos of it to make it thick, hapsila the wick, he just wanted to thicken the wick. Kedei lohisav ayra to increase its light. Also, that's forbidden. Meaning, if that's his intention, meaning he wants to make more wick, that's a problem because it's part of the has the bad one inside of it. But in this gavon, if only if his intention was lahakshel hapsila just to harden the wick. There's a method just that it should stand, but like the shalosh matos shouldn't fall down, but not to make the wick any thicker, not as a part of the wick itself. Then what then's permitted? Well, but time is for this reason, what the lichuk tovish medlikim, but you're allowed to wrap something that you could light with agave gemi or kash on top of a reed or straw, because they lit up silva shosha so that you could put the wick into the lantern, because you're just making it for stability, not to make it into part of the wick. Agosa drama. Moreover, nice and gargish on melch, you could put a cluster of salt. A granule of salt, pull or a split bean, al pihaner b'erev Shabbos on the lamp, erev Shabbos. They should light off Shabbos. They should light well on Shabbos. That's the maimon in the fifth parak and the Torah. It says the Mishbaru sif cut and tes. So he said that if you're wrapping the thing that you could light with on something that you cannot to make it a thicker wick, so that sif cut and tes also is forbidden because after atal diakriach, even though now by the wrapping the light actually holds on and it actually illuminates well, but the slat is not going to come to tilt. Falach, even so, also is forbidden. Gzeira should be atal belavadi because even though it's really lit on the good part, but you might come to light with just the secondary part itself, which would be a problem. Sif cut yud. Now, however, if you're doing it just to station it to stabilize it, then sif cut yud mut is permitted. And that's afilu madlik shnei miyachad. That's even you're lighting both of them together as one, because the kibin she'imechavim b'sil hadlika. Since it's not his intention to light that wick for lighting purposes, like goes where they did not make exer in that situation. Yamo said that you could put a gargle shel melech sekun yudalef. If you're a melech tzilis Hashem, because the salt crystallizes the oil, that should be drawn after the wick. And sekun yudbeis, you're allowed to put a split bean on the ner. Why? Just to put the wick on top of the bean. Over the sefta perik base, these are time always again. The reason why someone would do that is because they show you, but it should take its time in lighting. It shouldn't burn too fast, and that you're allowed to do, put it there on erev Shabbos. Yeah, aloha the remaskel la ner shel Shabbos that says you cannot make a wick for the ner shel Shabbos from something that the fire doesn't hold on to it well. Now that's la ner shel Shabbos, but for actually yomtiv, it's actually permitted in all these wicks and all these oils except for shem and streifa. Which the Gemara on Shabbos Tav Chavdal Manalf explains, which the Tishu 5 brings, that since you know the burn kachem and yamtiv, it's forbidden to light neiros of yamtiv with holy oil that has to be burnt. And therefore, the opinion of Tzipes Frank is permitted for Kahan to burn Shem Esreif on every yamtiv because it's still not yamtiv. Regarding a woman that's makdim yamtiv, the bracha before the hadlaka, which is discussed in Simrish Samach Gimel Sukkot and Chavzain, writes the Chuvas Mechaz Yitzchak, name of the Chasam Sefer, that at the time of the bracha, she would have Kabbalah on herself yamtiv, and then it would be forbidden to light Shem Esreifa like on yamtiv itself. Now, continues to be halacha, chayram, by itron, also on yamtiv you cannot light. According to what we explained in Simrish Samach Gimel Sefer, hey, to be yamtiv, you also make a bracha on that hadlaka. Obviously, on yamtiv there's also chayram, if that's the case, but itron has a bad smell, you might leave the room and go out, and therefore it's going to be a bracha batal. Regarding Sri, so in Prima Gondi says, I found this siman that he's not sure about that, which deals with six springs, because in Gemara Shabbos of Chafei says two reasons why it's forbidden to light with sari. Either because it has a good smell, and you're going to have to take from the oil for eating, or because the sparks that come out from the fire could burn down the house. Primogun writes that the halacha of lighting tzari and yomtiv depends on these two reasons. According to the reason that the sparks spread out from the fire, so you should permit to light on yomtiv according to those who permit to extinguish a fire in yomtiv, when you have nowhere else to eat. But according to the reason that you might come to take from it, so that you're not allowed to light on yomtiv because you're not allowed to extinguish a candle, even for tzari chol nefesh. The Ramaschal, B'alacha, the Ramaschal Medaba Sha'ur, said you're not allowed to light from something that the fire doesn't hold on to it well. Shulchan Aruch is talking about a candle of a lamp, this lantern that lit with gas or oil. But in truth, the same thing would be a wax or a fat candle, which we make. Also, you're not allowed to make it from these problematic wicks, as the Magen Ram Paskas later on, Sefkot Yud Gimel. And the Ramaschal HaShalevis Kafetz is because the flame is jumping. So we're concerned that you might come to tilt it, and therefore, even if it doesn't have other oils and wicks, only these problematic ones, and therefore through that he's not going to have the mitzvah loka, it still would be forbidden for that reason, except for itron. The reason why it's problematic is only because you might leave the room and go out, so don't leave the vade because of the safik. That's how the Primogodim writes. The Maschal Asla Shtamish, the Ramah had brought that if you light with things that are forbidden, it's forbidden to utilize that light. Says, look at Chuvas Harash, but that the reason is because since the whole Isad Laka is because you might come to tilt it, if that's the case, also now regarding utility, if you use the utility with light, you might come to tilt it. Now, L'choyer B'chelem Hutach, by the liquefied fats, which truth is, it is Nimshachachab, so it's only because Gzera that of the case when it's not melted, so then says the B'alacha, you have to look into that regarding the Evid, because now it's not technically a problem, would we allow you to use the light or not? The Maskli Yish L'Hakab the Evid, the Ramad said, L'tzarech Shabbos, okay, you can make when you have one kosher there. So look at Mishpurus HaKodin Ches, the opinion of the Magen Avraham, which his opinion was that even if it's in a different room, that would be okay, which the Mishpurus said to look. But the Ebed actually is that actually on this halacha, if there's one kosher there, and you have a near pasul near it, Magen writes that it's permitted to be mishtamish even shaloi l'tzarech Shabbos. Because if it were just mentioned that you have the one there, that's enough. So it says that he's going according to his reasoning, because he holds in the first halacha of the Yeshayimim that it's even in a different room. So therefore he writes that if you have just one candle, etc., it would be permitted even shaloi b'shatzatzach. Now that you have the kosher candle right near the non-kosher one. Because in a different room, that's permitted l'tzarech Shabbos. So, but according to what the Vilna Gaon explains, that the leniency of the Yeshayim is coming from the halachas of Ner Chanukah, that's permitted to utilize the light when the Shamash is standing near it, and there it's Mamash right next to it. And even so, the Ramah writes that only L'tzarech Shabbos, so obviously it's because over there in Ner Chanukah itself, it's not so clear the halacha according to Rashi and the Ran, that the Vilna Gaon writes, and therefore, we hear regarding Shabbos, we have Machmer if it's not L'tzarech Shabbos. Or the Ramah holds like the way Eliyahu writes that he make him chalik. It's not similar to some Reisha and Bom and some Tavresha and Gimel regarding Ner Chanukah. Because over here, there's concern they might come to Tilton, even if you can see with the Kashru Ner, because the person wants that all his Ner should be lit well, which is not the case over there, where that depends on just having Hana. And since you could utilize by the other one, that wouldn't be considered as Hana. So that's real clear regarding the Salacha, if it would even be Shaloi L'Tzarech Shabbos. And if Maslim in the Skabin Hakshis, if his intention was to harden the wick, that it should just stand, that's permitted. He says, look at Mishpurus of Cotton Yud. And he said, even if you light them together, he says, because your intention is not to light the Psila as the wick. That's from the words of Lavush. He says, this is the Magen Ram writes that when you have a mind to harden it, we're not going to make it zero. Shemiyata, he says, Loshen Kaitu. It's really like a not great wording. He should have said, that you might come to light with it itself, as the Bechir Yosef writes, which Dirshu 7 brings, that explains from his words over there, is that when you wrap it together, something that's fit to light with something that's not fit to light, it lights well, and there's no concern that you might come to tilt it. Whether you're doing it because you need both of them to light, whether you're doing it to harden the wick, and we should not make it forbidden, only from a concern that you might come to light only with the Dvar Yisr itself. Now, says the Be'alocha, it appears to me, he says, that by something that you light only a part of it, a small part of it, and if that's the case, it doesn't get joined after the wick, that even if you're doing it to harden it, one should not be leaning because you might come to tilt it. And so it's after they found the Taisa Shabbos, it says someone to this. The Vimaschal, that the Machaber said, for this reason, it's permitted to wrap something that you could light on top of a reed or a straw, it's just to give it stability. So the Be'alach says, look at Magram that he writes, Gemi Oikash, regarding straw or a reed, because since it's not said to be a wick on its own, there's no room to make a gzera that you might come to light with it on its own. Therefore, even if it's intended actually to make it thicker as a wick, it would be permitted. Now, if words are many rochem, it sounds like that would actually be forbidden according to Rashi, since the Shabbos also with this regarding the Shitz Rambam. As Dishu 8 brings, because the Rambam writes that pasla oils, even if you mix with kosher, is going to be asr because it's not nimshachim. So you see that when you mix the asr to light, that when you mix them, it's forbidden to light them because it concerns the mic shemiyata, not because of the gzera that might come to light with it on its own. Now, halacha psilas is like the halacha of shemen. If that's the case, according to the Rambam, nela light with a kosher psila, a kosher wig, so that to thicken it, it wrap it on the pasul one, because since the ur is not nimshach after it, you can come to tilt it. And that's what Tzitzis Shabbos writes, that there's no heter to light with a kosher gemi when your intention is to make it thicker because there's still a concern of shemiyata. Now, the reason why it's permitted to wrap a pasul wick to have a kosher one when you're intending to harden the kosher one, Tzitzis Shabbos writes, but since the kosher wick on its own would light well, so the possible one would not actually be mafriya and get in the way. So in the Dirshu is Dirshu number one, which we brought from the Eli Rabba that wrote the Kavanah of the Ramah is dafka in that room itself. Now explaining this idea that the Aguda holds, that's permitted to utilize dafka when you have kosher near in the house, and even what his utility does not require in there. But a hashtabish that requires a nair, that's forbidden, even when there's a kosher nair in the house. And so it's forbidden to utilize the light of the nair puzzle, even when you don't need the nair. Now, the rabbi explains that pin ramah is like the aguda. And it's machri to be makel in the first case, that when you have a kosher nair in that room, it's permitted to utilize the puzzle nair, hashtabish that needs a nair. When the nair is in a different room, that's permitted only utility that does not require a nair. But when there's no kosher nair in the house, all utility with nair puzzle is going to be forbidden. Whereas the Mokhi Brahma explains, the ramah holds like the agudas mardachai. That also the utility that requires a nair is permitted to the light of a nair puzzle. When there is a kosher nair somewhere, even in a different room, the through that he's going to remember, he's not going to come to tilt. And they had to utilize the shtamsha that does not require nair, that would even be without a kosher nair at all. Dershon number three, the Mishpura Sivkat Zion. The El Rabbi explained that dafka, when there's a kosher nair somewhere in the house, then it's permitted, even in a different room, a utility that does not need a nair. So Dishra 3 explains, because according to the Al-Rabba, that we explained Sifkan Hay, that the whole heter is only in a situation when you have two leniencies together. That is, there's a nair shel heter, and also utility does not require a nair. And therefore, the Ramah is matur, a shemesh that does not require a nair, and it sounds like even when in action is utilizing the light of the nair that's awesome, it's dafko when there's a nair of heter in the house. And even if the nair is in a different room, but according to the Mogen Avraham, for sure the Ramah is going to permit over here, even the situation when the nair shel heter is not even in another room, because in the situation when there's nair shel heter, even in another room, it's permitted even the hishtamsha that requires a nair. So what comes out is like this. According to Mogen Avraham, the situation where there's an nair that's made from things that are permitted, or in the situation that utilizing a utility that does not require the nair, permitted to utilize the nair the that's even made from things that are forbidden. According to Eli Rabba, the situation that utilizes utility that requires the light of the candle has to be that the nair shel heter is in the room that utilizing it, and utilizing utility that does not require the nair, then you can be in the situation where there is a nair of heter somewhere in the house, even in a different room. Dish number four, this that salt crystallizes the oil that should be drawn after the wick, and even though it causes through that havar and Shabbos, that the light lights better, the candle lights better, the Shachalama writes that there's no issue regarding that. Now, regarding putting the salt on Shabbos itself, that's forbidden because it's causing a little bit of havar on Shabbos, and even though you can't really measure it to see this additional spark, and therefore, you should say it's also in every situation that's causing an additional flame, or it requires more electricity, even though you can't really measure and see that addition that you see from here, that would be problematic.